local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it's hour number three now of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin here with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and the weather looks really good for it. Thanksgiving Day forecast right now, 60 degrees for a high with sunshine, overnight low 43. I will take that 10 out of 10 times.
Same here. I will always do so.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get a whole lot of change between now and then. Over the next 48 minutes, we'll get you caught up on the roads and our weather here over the next couple of days. Weekend forecast looks pretty good, and we'll have a full rundown of everything happening here on this November 16th, 2023. We start with our top three stories before our first check of the roads and weather. We start with the latest in Israel. Today, they ordered Palestinians to leave four towns in southern Gaza as the country's war with Hamas rages on. This comes after Israeli forces stormed Gaza's main hospital and said they found weapons and a laptop with a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on it. Over 12,000 people have been linked since the fighting killed since the fighting started on October 7th. President Biden said he doesn't believe the war would end until there's a two-state solution. Also, the Senate yesterday, right around this time, passing the government funding bill by a vote of 87 to 11.
This year, I am happy to announce there will be no government shutdown. As of Friday night, the government is staying open.
And that from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Two of the no votes were Florida's Marco Rubio and Rick Scott. The bill keeps current spending levels in place for most government functions through mid-January. Dozens of House Republicans voted against it due to a lack of spending cuts. And New York Congressman George Santos today says he will not seek re-election after the House Ethic Committee released a scathing report today. The committee says they plan to put out an expulsion resolution, but it's not expected to be voted on until after Thanksgiving. It comes after they unanimously agreed there was substantial wrongdoing. They say that Santos knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false or incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission, used campaign funds for personal expenses, and engaged in fraudulent content while also filing false financial statements with the House. That's not good. Obviously, re-election should be the least of his concerns, as he has 28 federal charges stemming from all of this as well. Just shy of 6:15, we will first get our check of the roads and weather before moving on to local headlines.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. This third hour traffic is doing pretty good right now. It's finally, we're getting some smooth operations. We're not seeing a ton of backups in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, but if you go to Santa Rosa County, look in the Pace and Milton areas there, we are seeing some backups. If you are coming from downtown Milton on Caroline Street heading towards Glover Lane, you may experience a backup at that intersection. But other than that, we are not seeing anything too out of the ordinary.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies, a bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. Little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Right now it is 70 degrees. Forecast tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 59. Partly sunny and 74, the forecast for tomorrow. Taking a look at our local headlines, local contractor Jesse Lacoste is wanted by cops again. Today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office posting on Facebook, Lacoste is wanted for fraud and swindling charges. No additional information was provided, except anyone with information was encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers or the Sheriff's Office. Since last November, Lacoste has been arrested 7 times in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, all cases involving allegations of taking money from clients for work either not started or completed. A new pilot program coming to the Escambia School District could lay the groundwork towards moving to K through 8 schools. Starting next year, Cordova Park and West Pensacola Elementary Schools will add 6th grade classrooms.
It's in our best interest to move as quickly as possible to those K-8s, K-6, K-7, whatever we can come up to give parents more choices.
As school board member Kevin Adams, who's in favor of K through 8 schools, saying oftentimes students will go through the district for their elementary years, leave for middle school, and then come back for high school. Under the pilot, parents would have the option of keeping their 6th graders at one of the two elementary schools or moving them on to their zoned middle school. Over in Foley today, OWA Parks and Resort is planning a major expansion with the addition of a $50 million resort-style hotel. That announcement made by the Porch Band of Creek Indians. Their plans call for the hotel to be on the northeast side of the new Tropic Falls Water Park. It's expected to open May of 2025. That's pretty cool there. Also, the city of Pensacola says they'll start a ground-penetrating radar survey of Miraflores Park at the end of the month. On Wednesday, November 29th, the public is invited to attend from 10 till 2. City staff and the Florida Public Archaeology Network will be on site to share information about the burial ground study and to answer questions. The GPR survey will be conducted for 1 week along with a historic human remains detection dog survey. Back in May, the city was awarded over $22,000 from the National Park Service to conduct that GPR survey. Also, Gulf Breeze Police are now into their brand spanking new digs, a state-of-the-art facility with new advanced tech. Next to it is the fire department and the new city services annex building. It's a centralized spot for residents to have access to different resources, including utility services. The new facility was finished on time and within budget, so that's good news there. Also, the EMS in Escambia County is now fully staffed, according to Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno.
We made a lot of headway. When I came into this, we had 21 vacancies or 20-something plus vacancies there in EMS, and so we've been working hard. We've raised wages to be able to hire folks and retain folks, and we're paying for paramedic certifications. If you come on with ENT, we'll pay for your certification to be a paramedic.
And Marino says the county has added 8 new paramedics and 8 new EMTs. Just shy of 6:20, we will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Pensacola right now on at 4 right after Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Brothers got room to talk. Messing around on the block.
623 News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now. 850-437-1620 is the text line, and 850-262-6111 is the traffic line. Traffic and weather coming up momentarily. Quickly here, a look at our state headlines. First, Florida tourism setting new records. Third quarter numbers from Visit Florida show the Sunshine State welcoming a record 35.1 million visitors between July and September of this year.
Were you going to follow up on that with the okay? Air delivery service is taking flight at a popular fast food restaurant in the Tampa Bay area. The Chick-fil-A in Brandon announced that it will offer drone delivery to customers within a 1.2 mile radius of the restaurant. The service is free for a limited time, but orders must be placed from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. And Joe, you and I have both disclosed that we would be fans of that if it were to be introduced in this area.
Needs to happen. Record rainfall in portions of South Florida following a non-tropical storm overnight. The National Weather Service says Miami International Airport received about 8.5 inches. Some areas of North Miami got 10, and portions of Broward County saw 13 inches of rain.
And a proposed bill would require air conditioning in all Florida prisons. State Representative Angie Nixon and State Senator Tracy Davis from Jacksonville filed legislation this month that would direct each state correctional institution to provide a portable air conditioner or air cooling system in every inmate housing unit. Most state prisons in Florida currently do not have any air conditioning at all.
Yeah, also, there doesn't appear to be much movement in Florida's job market. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,700 Floridians filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's an increase of just 13 from the week before. 625, another check of the roads and our weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Yeah, we're not dealing with a lot of heavy traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas so far this hour. During our last break, I think it was, I touched on some congestion. If you're on Caroline Street traveling from downtown Milton towards Glover Lane, you're going to deal with some backups there, and it has only grown since then. So if you are in that area, be on the lookout for that.
All right. And looking at our weather forecast.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions. Overnight, lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies. A bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. A little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, taking a look at the forecast ahead, sunny for the weekend, 73 Saturday, Sunday 69 for the high. Got a little cool front there. More rain in the forecast. And then Wednesday of next week, leading into Thanksgiving Day, sunshine and a high of 60 degrees, 43 the overnight low Wednesday night, and exact same forecast again on Thanksgiving Day. Sunshine and a high of 60 degrees. I will take that every day, all Absolutely. Day, every day for Thanksgiving forecast. That sounds really nice there. I'm going to enjoy that. Taking a look at some national headlines now. A pro-Palestinian rally outside the D.C. headquarters of the Democratic National Committee turned violent last night. Around 150 people were outside calling for a ceasefire in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war when a clash erupted with police. At least six officers were injured, ranging from minor cuts to getting pepper sprayed, with one person arrested. Police evacuated the DNC headquarters, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and House Minority Whip Catherine Clark.
Yeah, Joe, and that is not the only protest that we've seen.
Yeah.
Not just D.C., but also in San Francisco. There was a coordinated protest on the Bay Bridge. Pro-Palestinian protesters shut down all westbound lanes this morning. Many linked arms and tied themselves to cars, while others staged a, quote, die-in and laid on the ground to represent the 12,000 people who have died in the Israel-Hamas war.
The officers we did have on the bridge, they got in front of them and they slowed them down, making, again, our job more difficult, impacting public safety and impacting people's lives. What these protesters have done, again, is unacceptable.
Some protesters even threw their car keys into the bay. It seems like a lateral move there. At least 50 people were arrested and 15 cars had to be towed as a result.
Yeah, I would not have been happy if I had to drive westbound on the Bay Bridge this morning. The mother of the 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher will spend 21 months in prison, pleading guilty to federal charges of using drugs while owning a gun and lying about her drug use when buying the weapon. The investigation that led to those charges was prompted by the January shooting of an elementary school teacher in Newport News. Taylor also pleading guilty to state charges of child neglect for that case specifically.
Yes. And the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil businesses fraud trial is temporarily suspended. A New York appeals judge granted a request by Trump's legal team for an interim stay of the gag order, arguing it violates Trump's freedom of speech.
Also, a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is good for the world economy, according to President Biden.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Yeah, so Biden said he had constructive talks with Chinese President Xi, and the two leaders agreed to resume military-to-military channels to reduce risk of miscommunication. He added, however, the U.S. and Beijing have real differences when it comes to leveling the economic playing field and protecting intellectual property.
And David DePap has been found guilty by a federal jury in the violent hammer attack against Paul Pelosi last year. Pelosi suffered a skull fracture in the attack on October 28th of last year. DePap is facing a maximum sentence of 20 and 30 years in prison on attempted kidnapping and assault charges.
All right, big one in the NFL tonight. 45 minutes away from kickoff, the Ravens host the Bengals. We'll break that one down. Have a look at what else is happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science news as well. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israeli forces continue to move forward with attacks against Hamas in Gaza. Fox's Alex Hogan with the latest.
The IDF blew up Hamas launch posts, command centers, and the home of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh. Inside buildings, troops found more weapons like rocket launchers stashed in a little girl's bed.
Israel has also started to drop leaflets in South Gaza, telling residents to evacuate. New York Republican Congressman George Santos is once again facing expulsion following the release of the ethics report against him. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee says Santos duped donors, then diverted dollars to himself, splurging on Botox, shopping at Sephora, forking out $4,100 for a singular purchase at Hermes. Santos stares at an expulsion vote after Thanksgiving.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Pressure is mounting on a top U.S. banking regulator to resign over his handling of allegations of sexual misconduct among agency staff and accounts of his own past conduct. A few Republican lawmakers are pushing Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chair Martin Grunberg to resign amid reports that the FDIC had failed to eradicate widespread harassment in its workforce. U.S. stocks ended a lackluster session, narrowly mixed today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite edged up 5 and 9 points, respectively, but the Dow Jones Industrial slipped 45. Las Vegas has become home to an NHL team in recent years, the Golden Knights, and then the NFL's Raiders moved there. And now Sin City is getting a Major League Baseball team. MLB owners today unanimously approved the move of the Oakland Athletics to Vegas, likely starting with the 2025 season, although a planned new ballpark won't be ready till 2028. It's unclear where the A's will play the 25 through 27 seasons. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Michigan's defensive lineman Chris Jenkins recently said this to me.
Everybody's making us out to be the villain. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even if it's wrong. You know, if they want to make us the villain, then bet. Sometimes the villain's going to beat the hero. We're going to embrace that.
Whether you think Michigan cheated or is getting a raw deal is irrelevant, because it's clear that this team has embraced the villain role, and maybe that extra fuel, self-inflicted or not, will be what gets them over the hump come college football playoff time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets, So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
Pepto-Bismol, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a clash in the AFC North when Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals take on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon, live from Baltimore. It's the Bengals and the Ravens on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you on a Thursday, keeping you company, keeping you safe on your way home this evening. And we'll do that right now with the latest check on the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows. Looking at, Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we haven't been seeing much recently in Pensacola, like even downtown where you would expect a bit more congestion. But in the Pace and Milton area in Santa Rosa County, there has been an accident reported at the intersection of Glover Lane and Caroline Street. So particularly if you are traveling more west from downtown Milton, expect to be backed up there for a little bit.
Okay. Also reports Sterling Way, if you're over in Pace, moving west, trying to get to Bell Lane. There are significant slowdowns in both directions, east and west, right at the Avalon Fire Department. So that just coming in as well. So hopefully that cleans up soon here, because that's where I'm going. Sports. We have at 7:15 tonight the big, probably I would think the biggest Thursday night game. Definitely in recent memory this season. We have the 7-3 Baltimore Ravens hosting the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals. Your thoughts here and official prediction, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, Joe, that's a decent jump from what was it last week? It was Panthers and Bears or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
So definitely a big jump at the gun here. The Ravens, they're obviously a very good team, and they have been. The problem is they've got to take advantage of the Bengals having a bumpy start. If they can't do that and really assert themselves as the best team in a brutal AFC North division, people are just going to write them off as just being another regular season team, as they're often called.
All right. Let's see. What's the spread on this one? I think it's
I would assume Ravens. I would assume Ravens would be favored.
Yeah, I think so. I think especially you're being right at on home. That. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. By the way, college football, Pitt and BC and ACC action.
Yep.
3-3 in the first quarter. That one on ESPN.
BC should win that. If they do, they'll be 7-4, I think. That's quite a climb from 3-9 last year.
4 points is the spread for Baltimore.
Ah.
There is no T. Higgins for the Bengals, I believe. Sam Hubbard is out as well.
Ooh, those are some tough losses there.
Yeah. Do I trust the Ravens at home coming off of a loss, or do I trust Burrow?
I hate both teams. But you know what? I'm going to give the Ravens the benefit of the doubt, because I think a lot of people wouldn't at this point. I'm going to say that the Ravens cover. I'm going to say that they win at home and they cover the spread.
I'll go the other way for no other reason than to make this conversation interesting. And number two, there's just something about being having your back up against the wall.
Yep.
Joe Burrow at quarterback.
as you said, this would be a huge turnaround for Cincinnati right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Bengals win. Say the Bengals win. Also in sports, did they announce the NL? Is it Acuna who won the NL MVP? I mean, he should.
He may have. I am not sure, though.
Unanimously. Okay. Okay. So a 40-70 season, Ronald Acuna Jr. Winning the National League MVP. On the American League side, it was Shohei Ohtani. They actually both won unanimously. According to CBS Sports, it's the first time since 1931 that winners in both leagues received unanimous support. So that's a pretty historic vote there. The Oakland A's one step closer to moving to Las Vegas as the MLB owners unanimously approved their relocation today. And more good news for Atlanta, the MLB All-Star Game will be there in 2025. This comes after MLB decided to pull the 2021 game over Georgia's voting rights law. 641 now, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. One we haven't gotten to yet, but pretty interesting one. TikTok being slammed from both sides of the aisle for allowing influencers to promote Osama bin Laden's anti-American letter released after the 9/11 attack.
Is absolutely disgusting and further evidence that we need to ban TikTok.
So this all began when 25-year-old influencer Lynette Adkins, who makes $200,000 a year for fashion and makeup tips, reposted bin Laden's letter on the China-owned app. She asked her hundreds of thousands of followers to go read it, adding she'll never look at this country the same.
To be fair, I mean, it's like that audio clip you just played, it was talking about this is why we need to ban TikTok. This is not a TikTok issue. Like, people on X were talking about this as well and saying, like, oh, this proves America, blah, blah, blah. It's like, so you're going to encounter people like that no matter where you are. Voting by the United Auto Workers on their tentative contract agreements with all three Detroit automakers ends today. Ford and Stellantis workers are expected to approve the deal, but there's speculation that General Motors workers might not. The Arlington, Texas GM facility approved the contract yesterday, but senior workers are pushing a no vote, saying it does not help them as they prepare to retire. An announcement on the vote is expected tomorrow.
Interesting news from Toyota today. The Camry is going hybrid only. The redesigned version of the best-selling car in America is currently available both ways, but the 2025 version will only be sold as a hybrid.
And consumers could see prices go down at the grocery store. After 3 years of heavy inflation, Walmart CEO said that the U.S. food industry could be heading into a period of deflation. Food prices have reportedly gone up 25% since the pandemic, pandemic began.
That's interesting there. Pop culture notes today. Pandas could remain in the U.S. after all. China's President Xi in San Francisco this week hinted at the possibility, saying that he learned that the San Diego Zoo and Californians are very much looking forward to welcoming pandas back. Now, this is a little noteworthy. Number one, if you like pandas. Number two, the three giant pandas that said goodbye to the National Zoo in Washington, I think this within the last couple of weeks. So currently, Zoo Atlanta is the only place in the U.S. where giant pandas remain. Pandas have been in the U.S. since 1972, when China gave two of them as a symbol of diplomacy.
Wow. Monday night's Chiefs-Eagles game isn't just the biggest regular season game of the year. It's also the Kelce family reunion, as brothers Jason and Travis are once again on the same field. But it could be an even bigger deal for some, as Entertainment Tonight reports that the game is also expected to be when the parents of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, America's lovebirds, meet for the first time.
Yes. That's awesome. It was a Chiefs game when Taylor met Donna Kelce. For the first time. So, it would make sense there. You get the comfort of the suite, little pressure. You get the entertainment, the football game, family there, friends probably rubbing shoulders with Brittany Mahomes there. That's a great spot for the parents to meet for the first time where, there's a little back and forth conversation, but obviously it's a much more casual environment. So I'm for that 100%. And I hope there is... it would be nice if we could get Scott Hansen and the Red Zone Channel in on this broadcast, do a little tandem where they just are calling a video camera in the suite where they are narrating what's going on and giving viewers a bird's eye look at the appearance talking throughout the game.
I'm assuming this is satire.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure there was 1% of me that was like, is this guy being serious right now?
6:45, another check of the roads and weather right now.
All right, so looking at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, congestion that we've been dealing with throughout the evening has died down in Pensacola. But in Pace and Milton, we are dealing with a couple of issues. There is an accident that has been reported where Glover Lane goes onto Caroline Street. So if you're coming from the downtown Milton area particularly, you're going to be dealing with some serious traffic there. And Joe, you touched on this earlier. There's also an intersection in Pace that's having some issues as well, correct?
Yeah, this is at the right in front of the Avalon Beach Fire Department. So this is Sterling Way as you're making your way to Bell Lane. Actually, both east and westbound lanes. There's been a lot of construction happening there, a lot of cones, and just a lot of backups there. Both east and westbound lanes, right there at the fire department.
All right.
Where's Alan? Come on.
The rain is out, and we've got several dry days ahead through tonight. Partly cloudy skies with lows mainly in the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see some cloud cover in the skies, at times some sunshine as well, highs mid-70s. Gorgeous weather with mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, low 70s. Sunday, upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Good deal. Right now, it is 69 degrees, overnight 59. Partly sunny Friday with a high of 74. Sunshine for your weekend. Highs in the low to mid-70s both days with sunshine aplenty. 6:47 here, taking a look at some, more pop culture notes. YouTube launching an AI tool that allows users to imitate pop stars like Demi Lovato and John Legend. A feature, it's called Dream Track. It lets users create short songs by describing qualities like lyrical content and mood. 9 artists have given permission for their voices to be cloned by the software, including Charlie XCX, Troy Sivan, and T-Pain and Sia.
And Drake is announcing a new project after releasing an album just last month. The rapper announced on social media that Scary Hours 3 will drop tonight at midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. Central. Drake said that all of the songs for the project were written after he released For All the Dogs in October.
Pretty interesting one here. A new trend popping up on TikTok is of kids using PowerPoint presentations to let their parents know what they want for Christmas.
This year, I put together this entire presentation to tell you guys what I want specifically. Here are some things that you guys should keep in mind when deciding what kind of gifting you guys can provide for me this year.
Okay, so obviously, this is my Christmas list. I want Nike Dunks from Hibbit. That's $70. That's $120.
Your thoughts on this. Do you think it would be more or less endearing if a parent were to get a PowerPoint? I actually really like the creativity.
I was about to say, I think it's a very creative idea.
I mean, your parents are going to ask anyway.
Yeah,
whether or not they get you what you asked for is another story.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like my brother and I, we were old school. We would just write lists. I do think it's creative, though, like when you're talking like to your parents. Because it's like done in like a professional sense. It's like, I think parents would find that cute, but, I hope this doesn't become too much of a trend that they're leaving Santa PowerPoint presentations. He comes down the chimney and just sees a thumb drive sitting there.
You know, now that I'm thinking about this, I think that my daughter gets to school age, probably around the age of 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I will probably have her write, you know, 3-pronged essays of,
wow.
You know, you need a thesis statement. You need like, okay, here's why, here's what I want, and here's why I should be allowed to have it for 3 reasons. I'm thinking minimum 1,500 words.
That's tough.
Yeah, so, we're going to make her earn her Christmas presents there. And, she did this test back when she was, 2 or 3 months old, and they said that her cognitive skills, she's in the 180th percentile. So, I mean, she's a little Harvard baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm expecting.
It's the least she could do.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
6:50, we'll get some more wacky stories and good news to wrap up a Thursday edition of the program. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Feedmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You may have seen it in your neighborhood, but still have questions about hurricane fabric. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric has answers. Hurricane Fabric protects your home and family in the event of a storm and is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. And you'll save on your homeowner's insurance. It is strong, safe, defense against wind, water, and flying debris. Start protecting your home and family with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric. 850-428-4358 or at cat5hurricanefabric.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, putting a bow on Thursday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in, for your interaction. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Final check of the roads and weather.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I'm looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and we're not dealing with really much congestion in Pensacola itself. But when we get to Santa Rosa County in Pace and Milton, we are dealing with some heavy backups. We were seeing some heavy traffic at what was it, at an intersection right in front
Glover,
of the
Glover. Well, we well, which intersection?
There, the one, you said it was at an intersection in front of the Avalon Fire Department.
Yeah, So that is Sterling and Bell Lane.
Yes, Sterling and Bell Lane, and we're also we got a traffic incident reported earlier. If you're coming from downtown Milton, heading more westbound towards Glover Lane on Caroline Street, it also says here on Google Maps that the road is closed, so they've got traffic backed up a pretty
also,
good bit there.
Yeah, it looks like an accident on Glover Lane as well.
Yeah, so. Just at the edge there.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our weather for the final time this evening. Overnight low tonight's going to be 59. Partly sunny skies on Friday with a high of 74. Sunshine continues Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures maybe not quite as high. We're going to have 73 Saturday, overnight low 51. A Sunday high of 69 with a 59 low on Sunday. A little bit of rain Monday, Tuesday, and then sunshine next Wednesday and for your Thanksgiving Day. A cold front, though, moving through, bringing up highs only to 60 degrees both Wednesday and Thursday. So that's I'm for that. I'm all in favor of that for Thanksgiving Day. A company is offering to pay somebody $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. One per day for $2,000. Wow. Oh, I can do that. Yeah. They'll be asked to rank each one by five criteria: festivity, predictability, chemistry between characters, if it made them cry, and if they would watch it again. Applications are open through December 3rd, and the person also gets Ghirardelli hot chocolate, two pairs of fuzzy socks, as well as a 12-month flower box subscription.
And some people don't like going to the weddings of people they know, but this woman enjoys going to weddings of people she doesn't know, so she can rob them. A 57-year-old woman named Sandra Henson just pled guilty to larceny, trespassing, and disturbing the peace after crashing a wedding in September and stealing from people. But this isn't her first rodeo either. She's a vet at this. She's been walking into strangers' weddings receptions for at least 6 years and in at least three states, Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, and she would steal from brides. She would steal from grooms, and, of course, she would steal from their guests as well. She would dig through purses while guests were distracted during memorable moments, and she would also snatch presents off of gift tables, and she's made off with tens of thousands of dollars in cash, credit cards, and gifts.
You know, I would like to see a picture of this individual because my guess is, I mean, you know, if you've seen the movie Wedding Crashers, and of course that's the scientific, background and experience that we're going off of.
Yeah.
I wonder how easy or difficult it is to crash weddings. But I mean,
you'd think it wouldn't be that easy, but she got away with it for 6 years.
Think about how calculated and how down to a science this person has to be to do this for 6 years. That's nuts. Looking at some good news to finish up here, speaking of Hallmark movies, I'm going to have one added to my list to watch once we get past Thanksgiving here. A 15-year-old in Canada named Alden Maxwell is on the spectrum and owns a crazy world record for stacking Jenga blocks, 1,840 of them on one vertical block at the bottom. And he just got his own Hallmark movie.
Charlie here is attempting to break the Guinness World Record for stacking the most Jenga blocks on top of one vertical block.
So I can show the world that autistic people can do great things. And so my dad will be proud of me.
Did he leave because I'm autistic?
What?
I just wanted to be in a book. Wasn't in the psychology section.
Charlie, these books are about autism. They are not about you.
All right, so there it is. It's called A World Record Christmas, and they base it on Alden. It premieres tonight on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. Having seen the trailer for this, so the three main voices you hear, what do they call him in the movie? Chris? So he's the child, obviously. The dad is a no-show, right?
Yep.
That was in the teaser.
Uh-huh.
He asks his mom, hey, did dad leave because I'm autistic? She says, what? And then the guy at the end of the trailer who says, hey, these books are about autism. They're not about you, trying to encourage him.
Yeah.
The mom is going to fall in love with him. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, I think that's definitely possible.
6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday. I'm headed for some homemade pizza and watch Bengals-Ravens tonight, so that's what I'll be up to. Back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 to wrap up your work week. Hope you'll join us then. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.